Welcome back to A Season's Griot. I'm Madafo. Here again is Griot Mitch Capel.
I'm thinking back to, since the climate of politics is so heated right now, I'm thinking back to when President Obama was elected the first time around, and how excited everybody was, and how, you know, I never thought in my lifetime, and even my parents' lifetime, that we would see an African-American president elected, president of the United States. So it was, I was on the phone with my kids and my parents. We were teleconferencing, and we were talking about all the, you know, our emotions and how excited we were. And my parents were saying how, you know, it was crazy. They never thought they'd see it because they had grown up through, went through Jim Crow and civil rights. And you know, I mean, my great-grandparents were enslaved and, you know, and I know the history of my whole family. So, you know, we were talking about all of that and we never thought we'd see the day. So I tried to go to sleep and I could not go to sleep. So I got up and I got a pen, paper, and I wrote what I call the election slide, similar to the electric slide, but it's the election slide. And it went like this. I said, the ancestors are dancing with the living. Even those whose decision it was to drown in the Atlantic are ecstatically sliding electionally on the ocean's floor to a syncopathic Babatunde African drumbeat with a spattering of Ella scattering while Negro spirituals sing back. Up on drums is Roach, Monks on piano with his Thelonious approach, Miles is on horn with Dizzy and Satchmo, chanting hypnotically is Geronimo, while Mr. Bojangles and Little Sammy and even old Uncle Ben and I ain't your mammy are smiling as they filing down the soul train line. This time is now. This time is here. Mud Deer and all those who fear the dogs and the hoses and the whips have a new dip in their hip and a new glide in their stride as they slide and move with the audacity of a hope groove realized while singing the chorus, yes, we can and yes, we did, as a new day dawns over pyramids with a prophecy fulfilled. We are the ones we have been waiting for. The election slide.
Asante sana, asante.
Ashe Madafo.
Ashe. Ansantari awaji la sewa na waja. Ahaya.
Alafia.
Alafia. Hase la washawo, hase ala shawo na wale, hamba jali azala lili lili la roma zali nga.
Alafia Madafo.
Asante. Ashe. Ashe Paco,
I love you, Madafo.
Asante, asante, son.
Aye, aye.
Aye, du, majali, majali. Jula mazali yukulu, imajulo makali akujulu, imajulo makali akujulu, imajala, imajala.
Ashe. Ha. Aye. Majali. Majali.
Here again is Griot Joyce Greer with another story to tell.
A long, long, long time ago, the Creator was creating the universe, the world, the planets, the stars. He created the moon and some little baby moons. And he created his sun and some little baby suns. But the mama moon noticed after a time that father, son, and his babies were beaming down on the earth, and people had been created, and it was too hot. They duck under trees trying to cool off, duck into a hut trying to cool off, and the mama moon thought on this problem until she came up with a plan. The mama moon said to the father, son, when she peeped around the earth, "It's too hot. Those people down on the earth are suffering, father, son. You need to solve this problem. They are suffering from all that heat." And he thought on what she shared. He didn't know what to do. And more time passed, and he could look down from the heavens and see that the people were indeed suffering from all the heat. But he didn't know what to do. And the mama moon started thinking on it, thinking on the problem until she came up with a plan. One day when the mother moon knew the father son wasn't watching, she took a sack and she filled it with rocks and stones and pebbles. And then she threw it over her shoulder and she started struggling with it down to the ocean. And she looked up in the heavens and said, "Father son, you need to give up your babies. I'm giving up mine. You know they'll hit the water and change into creatures that can live in the ocean. Those people are suffering from the heat. So I'm willing to give up my babies." And she struggled with that sack until she got to the ocean and swung it out into the ocean. And the father's son, who watched her do this, started thinking, "The people are suffering from the heat. I don't want to give up my babies. I don't want to give them up." And finally, he made up his mind. And he took a sack. And he placed each son into the sack, S-U-N, each child, S-O-N. He placed them into the sack. And with a heavy heart, he went to the ocean and took that sack and swung it out over the waters. And instantly, his sons changed into creatures that could live in the ocean. One turned into a dolphin and went leaping away from the seashore. Another one became a porpoise, and another became a whale. And they were shining and glittering, still glowing from having lived up in the heavens. But the father's son, with a heavy heart, floated back up into the heavens to be by himself. Oh, he was so lonely in the heavens by himself. He moved across the sky thinking, "I miss my sons." The father's son happened to peep around the earth. He saw that mama moon with her babies. "Oh," he said, "you tricked me. You tricked me. You said you'd give up yours if I gave up mine. I gave up mine." And he went running down to the ocean, and he looked into the ocean waters and saw one of his sons. It was moving so fast, it was a beautiful blue and yellow fish, still glowing, still shining. And the father's son reached into the waters and pulled him out and laid him there on the shore. And after a time, his son started gasping for air and couldn't breathe. And he realized that it couldn't live out of the water now, so he pushed it back into the waters. And he said, "Oh, no, I gave up mine." And he continued to look until he saw another one of his sons that had turned into a dolphin. It was leaping in the water, and it was still glowing, still shining from having been a sun that had lived up in the sky. And he reached into the waters and pulled that sun out, and it lay there on the beach. But after a time, it started gasping for air and struggling to breathe. It couldn't breathe out of the water now. And the father's son, because he loved it, so he pushed it back into the water and watched it swim away. And with a heavy heart, he floated up into the heavens to be by himself. And that's where he is to this day. And the Africans who tell this story, they tell their children, and children grow up and pass this story down to their children, that all day long, as the sun moves across the heavens, that father's son is chasing after that mama moon. And she's running. Oh, she's running, staying ahead of him, and he's right behind her saying, "You better run, you better run. If I catch you, I'm gonna pay you back for tricking me." And she stays ahead of him, and they circle the earth. Some Africans believe this causes day, and this causes night.
Thank you for listening to this year's A Season's Griot. I'm Madafo, and I look forward to another Kwanzaa celebration with you next year. I'll leave you with a poem from Mario Jeter.
Welcome. This is Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is the harvest for the children of the sun. 7 days of learning and a lot of fun. Kwanzaa is the colors red, black, and green. Kwanzaa, holy days made for kings and queens. Look at our ceremonies, singing our songs of glee. The lighting of the candles make it fun for you and for me. As we pass down this cup of unity, drinking in our rich heritage from now to eternity. Take time to learn of Kwanzaa and its principles you'll find to be righteous and true. Take time to learn of Kwanzaa. It's African, just like you. It's a time of unity, a time to bond with our family and our community. Kwanzaa is a time to celebrate the fruits of our labor, enjoying our plenty while sharing with our neighbor. 7 African holy days. Enjoy them before they're gone. Remember, this is Kwanzaa. So join with us in this glorious song. We need umoja, unity. We need kujishakulia, self-determination. We need ujima, collective responsibility. We need ujamaa, cooperative economics. We need Nia, purpose. We need Kuumba, creativity. And we need Imani, faith. Kwanzaa, a step to liberation. Kwanzaa, a step forward for the entire nation. Kwanzaa helps everyone to see that we're in control of our own destiny. This is Kwanzaa. This is Kwanzaa. This is Kwanzaa.
On behalf of everyone here at WHQR and A Season's Griot, we thank you for listening. Thanks to our wonderful guests and griots, Mitch Capel, Joyce Greer, and Emily Gunter. Mitch can be reached at gjbug.com, and more information about Emily can be found at urgentinc.org. That's urgentinc.org. Thanks also to our poet-in-residence, Beverly Fields Burnett, and thanks to Mario Jeter and Angela Jeter. We also honor the memory of William Paco Strickland with Asante Sana, written and arranged by William Paco Strickland and Madafo. A Season's Griot is written, directed, and hosted by Madafo Lloyd Wilson. Be sure your bookcase contains Madafo's book, The Greedy Hyena. Our producer is Mary Bradley. Our editor and technical director is Ken Campbell. Thanks also to George Scheibener and Madeline Hanley. This program is a production of WHQR Public Radio in Wilmington, North Carolina. More information about A Season's Griot is available at whqr.org. Support for this program comes from this station and Public Radio International stations nationwide. This project was also supported by the North Carolina Arts Council, a division of the Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. Thank you for listening to A Season's Griot. We look forward to presenting next year's Kwanzaa program. Until then, we wish you and your loved ones peace and blessings in your homes and heart. Happy Kwanzaa.